right, here we go. It's Martellus Bennett, the tight end for the Dallas Cowboys, expert blogger and Twitter fanatic. Martellus, it's great to have you on.
It's good to be on, man. Just, you know, just killing the internet right now.
And first off, how's your head? I just read on Twitter that your head hurts. Is your head okay?
Yeah, my head's a lot better. I just need to eat, so just a pop of those. And some fish, some blackened catfish with some mashed potatoes and some broccoli and cheese and a swamp thing. So, you know, I'm all good now.
What's a swamp thing?
It's a drink.
Is it juice?
It's frozen. It's almost like a daiquiri.
Well, that sounds good. Is there booze in it?
Yeah, there's alcohol in it. It's good. Where y'all located at?
I'm in D.C. I'm calling from my house in D.C. It's very charming.
Oh, so y'all don't have a Papa Do's out there?
I do not have one out here. But is it good?
It's delicious. If you ever come to Dallas, let me know. I'll make sure I take a couple of those.
Oh, I will. By the way, did you ever get the free chicken from Oprah?
Nah, I tried to take it up there, but I ain't put it out. I just tried to show the text message, and it didn't work.
Oh, that's bullshit. I think that's been sort of underreported that she promised everyone free chicken and she didn't give it to them. I was sort of annoyed about that.
Yeah, I get chicken. I'm still mad at Oprah.
Did you try the grilled chicken there yet?
No, I don't like KFC. They don't use real chicken.
Yeah, you said that. You know what I read? I read that it wasn't pigeons. I read it was chickens, but they engineered them so they don't have wings and they don't have feathers.
Yeah, like, who does that? That's like messing with God's creation.
Yeah, it's weird. They all look like Kanye West's girlfriend. I don't really like it.
They look just like, oh, girl, what's her name? What's Kanye's girlfriend's name?
Yeah, I can't remember her name, but she has the bald head, and she's like, she got the long neck.
Yeah, her name is Amber Rose.
Amber Rose, that's it. But I heard they broke up.
Probably so. I heard Kanye don't really like girls.
Let me ask you, because I went through all your blogs and all your tweets, and I just want to talk about random shit. But did you get a new pet after everyone made suggestions to you?
I actually got another dog, but I'm contemplating getting a monkey.
Yeah, what about the monkey? I heard, but don't they shit all over the place?
I don't know, hope not. I'm going to have a train. Michael Jackson had a monkey. Michael Jackson could train a monkey. Anybody could train a monkey.
Yeah, but Michael didn't train the monkey himself. He probably hired like a monkey trainer, like 8 monkey trainers to train the monkey. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because this is Marcus Spears calling me. Could you hold 1 second?
Oh, sure.
This is Marcus Spears. Hold on. We about to make a rap song. Hold on.
Hang on. Yo.
Yeah, me and Marcus Spears about to do a rap song together.
What's it going to be about?
Honey on the biscuits? Nah, I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be about yet, but we're going to make something.
Are you good?
I'm very good. Have you never downloaded one of the songs I put up on Twitter?
I have seen your YouTube. I've seen you on YouTube. I'm very impressed with your flow. It's very good.
Well, thank you. I got some new songs. I just started my own record label. It's called Moonshine Production. So my brother, I'm about to sign my brother. My little brother's going to be my first artist. So
very nice.
That's looking good.
Do you feel like the music career is going good? Like, did you have any problems with the whole, like, the controversy with rhyming Romo with Homo and all that stuff? That didn't matter, right?
I didn't rhyme Romo with Homo. I said Hobo. My homeboy said Homo because he thought I was going to say Homo. I said Hobo. Because I was like catch a pastor, like, with him, like a pastor Romo. I ain't never been broke. I ain't never been a hobo.
I gotcha. That's nice. I like that. You know, I just interviewed Selena Roberts last week, and she's the daughter of hobos. So there's that whole hobo connection right there.
I know.
It all comes back to hobos.
It all started with hobos from the Great Depression.
That's right. Yeah, they started with the Great Depression, and then they put signs, like, if there was a sign where someone, like, offered food, they'd put, like, an X, and then outside of their home. And if they didn't offer food, then they would put, like, a giant cock, like, on the fence. They really would.
Man, this is one more time. Hold on. I'm sorry about this.
No, don't worry about it.
Out of the park when I get downtown.
It's all right. Don't worry about it. Honestly, it's no big deal. So
I wonder, man. I'm trying to start a foundation for black kids to learn how to swim. So, cause I had a swimming pool party yesterday, and none of the black people got in the pool, and none of them knew how to swim. It was like 226 people there.
I remember you saying that you saw that you're a good swimmer, but a lot of black people don't know how to swim.
Yeah, I'm an excellent swimmer. I was a lifeguard. I saved 6 lives in my career.
That's pretty good. I think you are definitely the only black lifeguard I know. How did you save the lives? Did you go out with the Baywatch thing?
Yeah, I did. I'm all into the Baywatch thing. I glistened myself up with the stuff so I could look real sexy on the booth, just in case any hot moms or anything wanted to holler at me. So when I was out there, right, you know, I was about 16, you know. But I was out there, you know, 3 people actually weren't drowning. They were about to drown, and I knew it because I'm psychic. So I jumped in the water and saved them right before they drowned, and they kind of panicked, and then they started drowning when I was saving them. So I broke even after all. But most of the time, I just jump in there. I don't do CPR, though. After I get you out the water, that's pretty much it. You're on your own after that.
you're not gonna, what if it's, what, wait, will you do mouth-to-mouth with a girl?
I would do mouth-to-mouth with Rihanna, Carrie Hilson, Eva Mendez, Journey Smollett. I love Journey Smollett. That's like what I got a crush on right now. If she's listening to this, tell her to call me.
Oh, I will. I have her on speed dial. She's hot. Wait, you said you were psychic. So before you saved the people, did you picture it in your mind that they were drowning?
Oh, yeah. I could picture it in my mind right now. I could see, I mean, most of them black too, so I could easily see them. Rich black people, though, is different, though. Rich black people usually know how to swim.
So was it really you'd see a black person in the water and you knew black people didn't know how to swim, and then you'd have the psychic vision that they were going to drown?
Yeah, as soon as they got past the 3.6 feet of water, I'd jump in the water to save them.
Yeah. I think...
This mark is a kid. One more time. Sorry.
No, don't worry about it.
All right. Past 3.6. I knew once again, 5 feet, that was it.
See, I think you're right. I think I was gonna say, like, with the Michael Phelps thing, like, I know that, like, if black people knew how to swim, they'd beat white people. Like, they would always beat them. And I was thinking, like, when Michael Phelps won all his stuff, that it's nice, like, that white people at least have, like, swimming, and that black people don't kick their asses in it yet. But then I was thinking that when the white people win at swimming, like Phelps do, they end up being sort of douchebags. So I'm not all that attached to white people having swimming. Like, if you black people want it, I think you can have it. It's okay with me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the black Michael Phelps of the hood. I told you I won the Hood Olympics.
Yeah, tell me, what were the events in the Hood Olympics?
The Hood Olympics is playing shark. You know, you ever play shark in the deep end of the pool?
Yes.
I play shark. We have the 30 feet dives in, and who can make it back up to the top.
What about the rings? Did you put the rings at the bottom, and who can get the rings at the bottom?
But who could get the most rings? We did that.
Were there any out-of-pool contests?
Yeah, they had a booty-shaking contest.
I like that. Was there a shower a girl in malt liquor? Was that one?
Yeah. No, that was, another one was we had a weight bikini contest and an abs contest. I won the abs contest.
Of course you did. Of course you
did. Of course, because I have a Bowflex and a perfect push-up.
You have a Bowflex. Is the Bowflex any good?
No, nah, not really. Chuck Norris makes it look good.
Yeah, I think that they get you to buy it strictly because the girl in the ad's pretty hot. That's about it.
I know. I'm trying to get a Bowflex commercial myself. I think I deserve a Bowflex commercial.
Yeah, I would like that. I would like, because you don't really see any black people using the Bowflex. It's mostly white people who are wasting their money on the Bowflex, and it seems like that would be a good market to tap.
I know, it'd be Bowflex in the hood.
Absolutely.
Hold on. Markets, hold on.
All right, hang on. Back up. Here we go. We're going to start back up again. Still with Martellus Bennett. All right, I want to get into a couple of things. First of all, you did the whole Twitter thing about the difference between healthy fat and unhealthy fat.
Yeah, there's two different fats. There's a healthy fat and there's an unhealthy fat.
And the healthy fat was Queen Latifah. And the unhealthy fat was Queen
Latifah is the healthy fat.
Would you go out with Queen Latifah? Like, was healthy fat, like, attractive fat, too?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, I'd go out with Queen Latifah.
Yeah, because I think she's appealing. I think she's got some appeal to her.
She's a cover girl. What the hell?
Yeah, she is. All right. So what I want to do is I'd like to get your opinion. I want to play a game of healthy fat or unhealthy fat. I'm just going to throw out some names to you, and you tell me if they're healthy fat or they're unhealthy fat. You ready?
I got you.
All right, here we go. Oprah.
Oh, that's a tough one. She was fat, but now she's healthy fat, I guess.
Yeah.
She's healthy fat. She's healthy fat.
It's tricky because she goes between healthy fat and unhealthy fat, and you really never know which fat you're going to get.
Her weight, it fluctuates.
That's true. All right. Serena Williams, healthy fat or unhealthy fat?
She's not fat at all. She's sexy as hell.
All right. That's good. Yeah, it's interesting because she's thick. Would you agree she's thick?
Yes, she is thick.
She's thick, but I think there are white people who would say, "Oh, she's fat." And I think
because white people and black people like different type of women. White people like women. Oh, her thighs touch. Oh, I can't talk to her because her thighs. Man, we black men, we like ass, so we look at the butt. You know
how big?
No, white guys look at her legs, look at her arms. We don't look at that.
I agree. So let's move on to the next one. This one I think is a bit more challenging. Okay, Monique.
Huh? Monique, she's just fat.
She's unhealthy fat.
The unhealthy fat.
Unhealthy fat. Okay. Tootie.
Tootie.
Tootie from Facts of Life. Healthy fat or unhealthy fat?
Oh, she's healthy fat.
Healthy fat. Okay. Good. Jessica Simpson.
Oh, no comment.
See, now the next one was going to be Coach Phillips, so I'm not going to ask you that.
Yeah, that was a good one, though. I almost answered it. You don't know what I really think.
What about Kirstie Alley?
About who?
Kirstie Alley, the fat white chick who used to be on Cheers. Healthy fat or unhealthy fat?
You got to remember, Cheers is before my time.
That's true. You are a young man. You are a young skipper. All right, well, I'm going to skip that one. What about Kim Kardashian? Healthy fat or unhealthy fat?
Wait. I'm going to go with unhealthy fat, though, just because.
All right. No. That's fair. I got the last one for you. It's Kim Kardashian. Healthy fat or unhealthy fat?
She's both. Depends. She get that liposuction every day.
I agree.
She got the cellulite, you know. And then, so, I mean, she's healthy fat.
Yeah, I agree. I think that she every day gets something done to stay just on the side of healthy fat.
She cheating though. She bought her body.
Yeah, I agree. Do you think the boob is? Or do you think the butt is fake?
The butt is fake.
You think it is? You think they inserted pillows?
They inserted throw pillows though. Kind of just throw off your bed that you don't sleep on.
You know, that's actually a good use for them because you wouldn't use them otherwise. So why not?
Just put them in your butt.
Just put them in your butt.
I can see the infomercial right now. Hi. Have you ever been wondering what you could do with your throw pillows and your butt is not feeling as big as you would like it? Well, here you go. Throw pillows butts. Just call right now. 3 small installments of $39.99 and you too can have a butt like Kim Kardashian. Holla.
I like the business. Oh, by the way, I want to ask you about, I don't mean to jump all over the place, but you said that you knew a strip club guy who put a shark tank in his headboard.
Yeah, I'm thinking about putting a shark tank in my headboard.
But let me ask something. Doesn't the shark tank need a light? Doesn't it always have a light?
Not really. Sharks can see in the dark. So the ocean don't always have a light. I mean, it's daytime and nighttime, so I don't think the sharks need a light. But I think I'm going to put it like where it's on the remote. You know, you got the big remotes that control everything, so that way I can flip it on and flip it off.
That's a good idea. But what if the shark broke out of the tank at night and then he ate your head?
If he break out the tank, we just have a shark for dinner.
Yeah, I would like that. I would like to have a shark for dinner. You know it's a delicacy, the fin. That's a big thing. You eat the shark fin in soup.
Really?
Yeah.
What do they do that at?
They do that like in Japan. They eat all sorts of weird shit in Japan, but like shark fin soup is like one of the big like delicacies and shit.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna start telling girls that. Hey girl, I got some shark head soup. I mean shark fin soup. You want some? You ain't never had this before.
God, that's exactly right. I think you could definitely make a case to a lady if you gave them shark fin soup. They would know that it's expensive, and then they'd go out with you just because it's expensive. They wouldn't even care what it tasted like. It tastes like doo-doo. And they
were I know they don't. They're like, girl, guess what Martellus feeding me? He got me some shark fin soup. You ain't never had this before, girl. We in Japan eating shark fin soup. I can see him right now.
How's the adjustment been with the Cowboys and the ladies? Because, I mean, I used to read books where you're traveling with the Cowboys. I mean, you get treated like a fucking rock star. Did you feel like that when you were there, or was it, do you feel like all that has been sort of overplayed?
I think I've been a rock star since I came out the womb.
Yeah, I like it.
When I came out the womb, the nurses were hitting on me. Yeah. They tried to take me home with them. Actually, as a baby, I was kidnapped 3 times, but they always brought me back.
They say, can I slap Martellus on the ass, doctor? I would like to be the one who slaps him.
The lady said, let me do it. I was just smiling away.
I like it. By the way, you asked, I want to know if you bought the Gucci bedspread.
The what?
Did you buy the Gucci bedspread? I know you were shopping for a bedspread. Did you get the Gucci one?
I ain't get the Gucci bedspread, but I'm thinking about it.
Is it leather?
No, it's not leather. It's the regular cloth.
Oh, so but does it have the big G like emblem on it so that you can tell people that it's a Gucci bedspread?
No, it got a bunch of the mini G's.
Oh, all right. Like the Louis Vuitton where it's like the LV always all over the place.
Yeah, just like that.
Do you know, I think that they have Gucci seats in the new Cowboys Stadium.
They probably do. How much they're charging for the seats?
Have you seen the stadium? Is it cool?
I think we're going out there tomorrow.
So are they going to show the team? Like, is there going to be a team excursion to go see it?
I think so. I think that's what they're doing. I have no idea what they're doing. You know, I just get the memo last.
Do you know if anyone there, are they freaking out because no one's going to the new Yankee Stadium and that's all expensive too, or...
I don't know. It's a recession, so yeah. I mean the gas prices are coming down. Ticket prices will probably come down.
That's true. A couple more things I wanted to talk about. I want to talk about chicken because you made some good points about why black people like chicken, and black people. You know, you felt at the end you sort of came to the conclusion that everybody likes chicken. I don't know why you single out black people for liking it, and it's true because I also like chicken as well. But you also said that chicken makes you run faster and jump higher. Is that true?
Yeah, chicken makes us run faster. See, the black people like a chicken actually started back in slavery days, you know.
That's what you said.
This is what happened. What happened was when the black people were slaves, the white man didn't really want to eat the chicken. The white man looked at chicken as like a disgrace. Like, why would we eat chicken? They just running around the field doing nothing. You know, it's chicken. Nobody want to eat chicken. They just wanted the beef, and they just wanted the steaks or whatnot, so they left for all the bets. So the slaves ate the chicken. And ever since then, we've been eating chicken. Now we run faster, we jump higher, and we're about to start swimming.
Actually, that's really good. I really didn't think about it that way. That it was, because the old Jimmy the Greek adage was that it was slavery that made the black people strong and fast. But in fact, it wasn't slavery, but it was the chicken that they had to eat during slavery that made them strong and fast. I like that.
It kind of go hand in hand.
Do you eat chicken for breakfast?
I had chicken and waffles yesterday.
I want to ask about that. Is that also, so that's a breakfast food. That's not lunch food.
Chicken and waffles is good. That's an all-day food.
So you can have it any time. Because I felt like that was a brunch or a lunch food. Actually, do black people eat brunch? I feel like brunch is not a black thing.
Brunch is the rich black people eat brunch. I eat brunch every day.
I like that.
I'm actually coming up with dinner, which is a meal between lunch and dinner.
I like that. I like second dinner between dinner and midnight. I like that too. Let me ask you something. I want to play another game with you really quickly because we're talking about chicken as a black food or a white food. I want to play black food or white food. Okay. Some of these are going to be very easy, all right? Like the first one, collard greens, black food or white food?
Black food.
All right, black food, obviously. I tried it once. I didn't care for it, obviously, because I'm a white person, so there you go.
Did you use high sauce?
Yeah, I did, and there was bacon in it and everything. I should have liked it, but I felt like I was eating like leaves that had been collected during the fall.
The same thing my dinosaur said.
I wanted to ask you about that, but wait, let me finish up black food or white food. Grits, black food or white food?
What's that, grits?
Yeah, grits.
Grits is a black food.
All right. Salmon.
That's white food. Yeah, most black people don't know what salmon look like. There's just no catfish.
Coleslaw.
That's a white food. What's right. Coleslaw? Please, coleslaw.
I think it's completely fucking disgusting. I don't know why it's always invading my barbecue. I'm always insulted when people give it to me. I don't like it. Bacon. Black food or white food?
Bacon?
Bacon.
Oh, that's a tough one. I think that's both.
Yeah, I think that's an all-person food. I think it's the Obama of food. It appeals to blacks and whites equally.
Yeah, that's why I'm campaigning for Twitter president right now.
Oh yeah, yeah. How's that going?
Not very well. I'm just now getting 3,000 followers.
Now, you know what, though? That's, you know what? But the 3,000 followers you have are good. It's not some bullshit like some douche like Ashton Kutcher who gets 1 million just because, you know, someone sees it and just clicks, you know? People are much more passionate when they're following Marty B TV. I think you're getting a better quality.
I actually know everybody that's following me.
You do? Do you know them psychically?
Yeah, like I know every single one of my Facebook friends. When I see them in public, I'm like, hey, man, you my Facebook friend. They're like, yeah, how'd you know? I'm like, yeah, you added me 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I got photographic memory, so.
No, that's great. I want to talk some more about some of your tweets. Korean food. Foreign chicks, yum. They hope they can't speak English, so I just nod and smile when she fussing, and it would be like Bruce Lee. Do you like Korean food or not?
I don't like Korean food.
I agree. I don't like Korean food at all. You get like the kimchi, which is the cabbage. I don't really like that all that much.
I love Chinese food.
I like Chinese food too. What about like Thai and Vietnamese? Do you like that?
Thai's all right, but you just got to take it in small doses because it's so spicy. Vietnamese, I'm going to tell you this story right now. This is my Vietnamese story right now. I just want to let people know that I am not a racist. I just look at the world as what it is, black and white. You know, that's how I look at the world. Newspaper, black and white.
You are so totally not. You're awesome. You are pan-racial. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm not racial, but when I was a little kid, we had 3 dogs, right? My dad was in the Navy. We lived on a Navy base in Seattle. You know, so he's out there, you know. And then one day, all the dogs are coming up missing. Like just, you know, you can't find none of the dogs. All the dogs are missing, right? So, the next day, you know, the next door neighbor, they're Vietnamese. No, never mind. They wasn't Vietnamese. They're Philippine. But long story short, they was having a barbecue. And they was having a barbecue, and everybody, guess what they was cooking? Everybody dog. They had fur all over the backyard. Everybody dog was missing.
You're full of shit.
You can ask my dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you eat any? Was it good?
I never had dog. Actually, I do think I had dog at a Chinese restaurant one time, but I don't want to believe it.
Was it on the menu as dog, or was it like Dragon and Phoenix, and you didn't know what you were getting?
What did you say?
Like, was it listed as dog on the menu, or was it some fancy Chinese restaurant name, like Triple Happiness?
It just said, my thing.
Sometimes, yeah, because sometimes I'll see the menu in the Chinese restaurant, it'll just say, like, surprise meat with brown sauce. You don't know. They don't specify the meat. So,
you know what the meat Chinese people make though is General Tso's chicken.
That's good.
General Tso's chicken is the bomb. You can eat General Tso's chicken by itself or with sweet sour sauce or with sour sweet sauce. It's delicious.
I agree.
I want to shout out to General Tso. I don't know which war that he led them in. I don't know which war that General Tso was the man for, but I just want to give him a shout out because he did good at making chicken.
Yeah, I agree. I like what General Tso does. I like the scallion pancake, and I like the dumplings. I like dumplings a lot.
Oh yeah, I like the chicken dumplings too.
Yeah, the pork ones are good too. I mean, you can't really go wrong. You know what I mean?
Thanks. P.F. Chang's got good dumplings.
Yeah, I agree. I want to go through some of your crushes because you did list your crushes on the site, and here are the ten ladies that you put down.
My crushes right now. I really need you to push this on the internet. Tell Journey Smollett to holler at me. She's the girl for The Great Debaters. Ease by you. You know she's really hot. I'm digging her. No offense, Ma.
I also see you got Carrie Hilson,
Terry Hilton's fine, you know. She's on the road too much, yo.
You got Zoe. I need
to be hugged. I need to be hugged. I like Eva Mendez. I wonder if she's. I heard she was in rehab though, but I just want to tell you right now, Eva, if you, I can help you out, whatever fetish that you have. holler at me.
You had Rihanna on here. Are you willing to offer her any sort of protection so you can?
I love Rihanna. I love Rihanna. She's sexy. I will not beat you. I will not beat you, Rihanna. I will protect you. I will protect you.
See, I don't know. See, from what I've read, I don't know if that appeals to her, because she keeps going back to Chris, and I don't know why she keeps doing that.
She's young right now. She just don't know.
I think that's a good point. She's only 19. She doesn't really understand that there are guys out there that might not beat her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Chris, and plus Chris probably sings to her all the time.
That's true. That's true. He could serenade her and stuff like that. I don't know.
If I could sing when a girl called me, I'd be like, "Hello, baby, what your name is?" Like, I sing. Every time I pick up a girl, I'd just be singing. I'd be like a mockingbird.
Wait, give me some more. What else would you sing?
I was saying, "I ain't too proud to beg." I'm going to sing. The first song I sing, "If She Ugly," I'm going to sing "Beauty Only Skin Deep" by Temptations.
I would do the Wildcats chant. I would just be like, "UGLY, you ain't got no alibi. You ugly."
This is my new thing right now, man. Right now, a lot of ugly women, I mean, no offense, like, ugly chicks try to talk to me right now. And my model right now, you know, I try to be nice. You know, I just be like, "Oh, you're not my type." And I'll just beat around the bush. Like, "You're not my type. Oh, yeah, you cute, but I'm just not looking for a girlfriend. I don't, you know," every excuse you could possibly come up with. But they're so persistent, so consistent. I was just like, "Okay, look, you're ugly."
Ooh. And so what do you get after that?
Usually I get a laugh, like, "Well, you silly," and then they keep coming. Then I'd be like, "Nah." Then I'd be like, "Nah, really. You really are ugly."
Oh, that's
brutal. It's like they don't want to believe it.
They're like, "Oh, you so funny, Martellus." oh, you're just being cute. And you're like, No, girl.
What I do is I give him my homeboy number.
Do you get a lot of, more ugly women, ugly groupies hitting on you than you would like?
Yes, I do. But it depends. What's an ugly woman? Some one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Yeah, but there are some I think we can all agree aren't all that attractive. I think we could come to a common purpose on some of them. Do you know what I mean?
I need a healthy fat girl.
That's right. You need a healthy fat girl. So, but what's the ratio out of like if you're walking out of the stadium and there's a trove of women there? Is it like 1 out of 10 are viable, or is it a better percentage than that, you feel like?
Well, we're in Dallas, so the women out here are usually beautiful. So when I step out to an event, the things I go to, you know, it's probably 4 out of 10 be sexy.
That's pretty good. That's a good hit ratio. I like that.
How
many of them have weaves? Because I know you don't like the weaves.
The what?
How many of them have weaves? Because I know you don't like the weaves.
The leaves.
Weaves. Girls with weaves in their hair.
I don't like girls with weaves.
No,
I say rock it short, rock it long. I just feel like you should be yourself at all times. So when you put that hair on that you did not, I don't care. Most girls be like, "I bought it. It's mine," which is technically true, but at the same time, it's not true. You know, I mean, I
it's
feel
not
like
naturally yours. You know, it came from
God created your hair like that.
I agree. What? I want to get your response, because Oprah went on Twitter and she said that she does not have a weave. Do you buy that?
I don't know. She got enough money where she could buy real hair.
Yeah,
I mean, she got enough, like Magic Johnson getting over AIDS. She got enough money where she could find a cure for hair to grow.
That's right. She has the secret alien government hair growing formula.
Yeah. It's not Rogaine.
It's like Progaine. Yeah. I also wanted to ask you about, because T.O. went on Twitter, and he went on Twitter the other day, and he sort of ripped Romo and Jason Garrett. Did you think that was sort of weak for him to do that on Twitter?
T.O. did. I don't know. I follow T.O. on Twitter, but I didn't see that. Somebody else asked me that today, so I didn't see it. But he has the lamest Twitter. Like, the other day when LeBron hit that game-winning shot, He sent the Twitter out. Did you see that jump shot? That was Twitterful.
Yeah, that was Twitterful. I agree. Because
I'm like, you can't write that. You're a man.
I agree. Yeah,
T.O.'s my boy, though. I really like T.O., though.
Did you enjoy playing with him? Because he strikes me as the kind of guy who only sort of acts up for the cameras, and then when you're in the locker room, he's probably sort of unassuming and sort of normal, I would imagine.
Yeah, T.O.'s a great teammate.
So when you were playing with him, like, none of the... he wasn't like he is in front of the cameras. He was probably just sort of like over there doing whatever he does. But then if there's a camera on him, maybe he gets a little bit antic, right?
I guess. I don't know what goes in there, going on in that man's head. I'm pretty sure he wrote a book about it.
I think you're exactly right. You think he'll be good in Buffalo? You think he'll tear it up?
I think he'd be good anywhere.
Should I draft him? Should I draft him on the fantasy team?
Yeah, he's been good. He's been consistent. Wherever he's been, he's been good.
I would disagree with you on the consistency part. He's dropped a few. I've owned him a couple times. He's dropped a few balls for my taste, I have to tell you.
Yeah, he dropped a few balls, but they can't deny the guy's skills.
No. I agree. You can't deny the guy's skills. What did you think of the whole thing last year where it was like him versus Romo and Witten? Like, did you feel that in the locker room, the whole Big Ed Werder shit?
No, I didn't.
No, it was just sort of like you thought it was blown out of proportion and shit?
Yeah, I did. Hey, man, I just want to give a shout-out to LeBron James right now, just saw him on TV. He is the best player in the NBA. I know, I'm a LeBron fan.
Are they winning right now?
He's on TV right now on the NBA channel.
Oh,
he's the best player in the NBA, LeBron James.
I agree. I want to get to a couple more things. Hang on a second. I'm just looking through. Oh, okay. Yeah, the Twitter about... Where's Mike Vick? Leave him alone. He did his time. Let him be. Do you think he'll be playing in September? Where do you think he'll be playing?
I don't know where Mike Vick will be playing, but I think he deserves another chance to play. I mean, he served his time. You know, he did what he had to do. You know, he did pay his debt, and I think it's time for the guy to get back and get another chance to play. And he's a great player. I mean, you see the things that he did when he was playing, so I'm pretty sure somebody pick him up.
Yeah, I think he's good in terms of running the ball and making stuff happen like that. But I think that he needs work in terms of being in the pocket and stuff like that. And I say that as a fat white person who can't really do anything athletically. So I just enjoy critiquing the athletic abilities of people who are far superior than I am. So
those are the most fat white people like to do anyway.
That's right. You also had Twitter about, hey, fellas, don't you hate it when there's a sexy girl that you're talking to that isn't very smart? It's like, just sit there and be pretty. I'll speak. Is that a problem? Are there a lot of dumb girls when you're walking out of the locker room?
Yeah, you want pretty girls. Yeah, you want a pretty girl that's intelligent. You don't want a pretty girl that's not intelligent. You'd be like, dang, what is she talking about? You know, you just be sitting at the table. Only thing you can do is look at her face and hope she don't say nothing. That's the worst. That's the worst ever.
Are you good at filling in the gaps in the conversation? Like when you talk about aliens and dinosaurs, you can pretty much do that.
Yeah, I can have a great conversation with Kenyon Martin.
Yeah, you wouldn't even need the girl there. You could probably just have a good conversation with yourself.
I do have conversation with myself all the time.
You take a girl out. Do you take her out for General Tso's chicken, or do you take her somewhere else?
It depends what she looks like. If she's real pretty, if she's gorgeous, I take her out to eat, you know. But if not, she might be able to get Whataburger, taquito.
She gets Baja Fresh and shit.
Uh-huh, Baja Fresh.
Or she gets Chalupa. Jack in the Box. She gets Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box is a bomb. That's too. Jack in the Box got the biggest menu, drive-through menu I have ever seen in my life.
I saw
I Twitter a pic of it one day.
Yeah, I saw the link to that. It was a fucking huge menu. How long did it take you to order?
Okay. What did you say?
How long did it take you to order? Because I saw the picture. It was a huge menu. It's like, it's a lot to just absorb when you're sitting there in your car.
They got Chinese food. They got all kinds of things. They got all kinds of food. Chinese food, Mexican food. Jack in the Box is the place.
Yeah, I like it. I like their ads, too. I like the dude. Like, it always makes me think that I'm stoned, and I'm not stoned when I'm watching it.
Yeah.
The last thing I was going to ask was, You said, why was the word quite invented? It's quite useless. I agree with that. I think it is quite useless.
I think they should take the word quite out the dictionary, because I don't really, I mean, how often do you use the word quite? Well, that was quite delicious. That's quite the picture. That shouldn't be in there.
It's unnecessary. Like,
a lot of people use the word can't. I cut out the word quite.
I agree. Well, by the way, you're a big fan of Twizzlers. Do you like the Twizzlers?
I love Twizzlers. Twizzlers are the bomb. It's like my favorite movie snack.
Do you keep them on your person at all times, even when you're not in the movies?
Yeah, I usually keep them in my backpack.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. What else do you keep in the backpack?
Oh, what's in my backpack? Hold on, let me get my backpack.
Yes, do that.
All right, right now I got Twizzlers. I got a pack of Dominoes. Black people like playing Dominoes at any time, anywhere. I got a drumstick from churches.
You got a drumstick from churches in your backpack. Is it hot?
Actually, I had a two-piece ball and ate one piece of the chicken because it was so greasy. I got DVD. It's a bootleg, so I don't know which one it is, actually. I got a MacBook.
You bought the
Beats by Dre headphones.
You bought
a video camera, Marty B TV. Never know when I'm going to record something. I got a new Marty B TV show coming out, too. It's called Who Wants to Be Hood Rich. It's a game show.
I like that. Is it like the $20,000 sack pyramid that Dr. Dre used to play?
Yeah, so it's on big. Except for you only can win 1,500 pennies.
Yeah, I like that. 1,500 pennies. So would you?
Which are only useful in the Marty B store.
Oh, so would they be Marty B pennies? Would they only have your face on them?
They got me on the front. Who's on the front usually? Abe Lincoln. No, they got me on the front, sitting on the moon.
Very nice, very nice. That's good. Does it have you? By the way, I know you like the aliens and you like the dinosaurs. Who wins in a fight between an alien and a dinosaur?
I mean, I was just thinking about this the other day, man. I know you just asked this question, but tell me this. Who in the hell know what dinosaurs sound like? Like, who created the sound for dinosaurs? None of us was around to say this is. Nobody has a recorded dinosaur sound. Nobody's seen a dinosaur. Cavemen are around say, hey, this is what dinosaurs sounded like. I mean, so how did Jurassic Park come out with dinosaurs sounding like that?
That's a good point. I think they probably took it from Godzilla, but for all we know, they could have spoken French.
I know. The dinosaurs might have sounded like dogs. You never know.
They could have sounded like dogs. Do you think they spoke?
They could have spoke. You never know what they did. I know dinosaurs are still on the planet, though.
Where do you think they are?
I can't tell you. You got to go on my airline, take you to the airline, fly to the destination where you want to be.
Yeah, but how do I know that you're going to have dinosaurs there? What if you're just bullshitting me? And then I buy the ticket, and then I get there, and it's like a styrofoam dinosaur.
Hey, when you buy a ticket on takeyouthere.com, it's non-refundable, and where they take you is none of my business. I just find I just buy the planes and let them fly.
Very nice, very nice. And have you had any problems with the lady farts lately? Because I know that was an issue with you earlier in the year.
No, I haven't.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Because I want to ask you about this. Your boy told you he was kissing a girl, and she gave him a silent killer. And do you continue to kiss her? And that was a what would Marty B do moment. And you would stop kissing her and ask her if she was okay. I don't know. I think I would power through the fart. I think I would.
You talking about was farting while you was kissing her?
Yeah. If she's farting, because she doesn't mean to. But I think you wouldn't want to ruin the hookup just because she farted. Like maybe if she was.
It depends if she's a silent assassin.
That's a good point.
Or like a whoopee cushion girl.
But if she did it like five times, then yeah, I think you could pause and say, are you all right? Are you okay? Did you just eat a Chipotle or something like that? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm like, are you sick? But that is a WWMBD moment. What will Marty B do moment?
Yeah, what are some other... What would Marty B do moments? Like, okay, you're out with a girl, and she invited you out on the date, but then she thinks that you're going to pay for dinner. What do you do?
First of all, if I don't like the chick and she takes me, I feel like that's one day. If we go on a date, she will pay for her meal, and I might pay for my meal.
Oh, so you would go Dutch?
I'll go definitely go Dutch or French.
Okay, what would Marty B do if you're going out with a girl and you find out she has only one leg, that one of her legs is fake? Do you keep, like, if you're hooking up with her and you feel one of her legs and it's plastic, what do you do?
If she has one leg,
just one leg,
I will call her hip hop. Yeah, or you can use that word there. I don't know which one it is if I'm looking at. Or I would run and see if she could chase me.
Oh, you're cruel. You're fucked.
Or I would tell her to play basketball. Or I ask her to go swimming.
Very nice. Very nice. And if she were black and had one leg, she would definitely drown.
Yeah, because if she's black with one leg, she probably swim better.
You're probably right. All right, man. This has been most excellent. I thank you very much for coming on, and I wish you best of luck in the 2009 season. I'm a Vikings fan, so I can't really wish you too much luck, but I do wish you some amount of luck.
I appreciate it.
All right, Martellus. Martellus Bennett, everybody. Thanks a million for coming on.
No problem. Holler at you, boy.
See you, man.